Dead heat in Wisconsin, poll shows tight governor, Senate races in Badger State. By Jacob Bliss on August 28, 2022. The gubernatorial and U.S. Senate races in Wisconsin are within the margin of error. According to a Trafalgar Group poll released Sunday evening, 72 days before election night in November. The independent poll commissioned by the Trafalgar Group and conducted from August 22 to 25, with a 2.9% margin of error, showed that the Democrat and Republican nominees for Wisconsin gubernatorial and U.S. Senate races are nearly tied. When the 1,091 likely general election voters were asked whom they would vote for in the gubernatorial race, 48% said they would vote to re-elect incumbent Democrat Governor Tony Evers, while 47.5% said they would vote for the Republican challenger, Tim Michels. The numbers are potentially a bad sign for Evers but well within the margin of error. The gubernatorial race poll also had 1.8% who said other and 2.7% who said they were undecided. Additionally, when the same group of respondents was asked whom they would vote for in the U.S. Senate race, 47.1% said they would vote to re-elect incumbent Republican Senator Ron Johnson. In contrast, a slightly higher number, 49.4%, said they would vote for his Democrat challenger, Mandela Barnes. The poll shows a potentially ominous sign for Johnson but, again, well within the margin of error. The Senate race poll also had 3.5% who said they were undecided. Out of all of the respondents, 45.4% were Republican, 43.2% said they were Democrat, and 11.4% said they were no party or other. The Trafalgar Group poll was conducted from August 22 to 25 with 1,091 likely general election voters as respondents and a 2.9% margin of error. The poll also saw a 95% confidence level. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.